Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph, Avodah Zarah 34a, pagination is 67. We're starting from about 9 lines from the top. In the middle of a line, Resh Ayin, which at first glance would seem to stand for Rebbe Akiva. Let's forge forward a drop, and then we'll see what Tosfos has to say about this. Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzik. Rabbi Akiva came to a certain city. Ba'uminei, they asked him some questions. The Gemara lists three. We'll just do two of them. Mis'anin l'sha'os, o'ein mis'anin l'sha'os. Is there such a thing as a fast for hours or not? Question would be, is a person appropriate to say the tefillah of Anenu, the special additional section, the bracha regarding fast days, if he's only fasting for hours and not for a full day? A typical tainus is a full day. Lo hava bidei, he didn't know how to answer this question. Let's take a glance at Rashi. Rashi says, the person accepted upon himself a fast day from 6 hours into the day, for example. He didn't eat anything today, but he first accepted the fast day once part of the day has passed. Are the remaining hours of the day counting as a fast day? Indeed, he's been fasting, but does that count? He wasn't observing it because he accepted it. It just happened that he didn't eat anything the first hours of the day. In Halacha Siman Taf Kuf Samach Beis, we find two alternatives to this concept of fasting for hours that he actually accepted on the previous day, either that he would fast until midday or that he would fast from midday to the end of the day. He ends up fasting the entire day, but he never accepted it as such. Is that called a fast day to the point that he can recite Anenu as a prayer in his Shmoneh Esrei? So that was one question. Lo havi bidei, and he didn't know the answer. The Gemara continues, Kan kanim shel ovdei kochavim, if you have the barrels, the containers of the non-Jews that were used for non-kosher wine, asurim or mutarim, is that permitted or not? Eventually, at some time, could they be rendered kosher? And again, lo hava bidei, he did not know the answer to this question. We'll skip two lines with the third question to keep things little bit simpler. Asa shal be midrasha. So this Reish Ayin, Rabbi Akiva, came to the Beis Medrash to ask the Shaila Amri, and they told him, Hilchas HaMesanin L'Sha'os, there is such a thing as a fast day for hours, Vim Hishlim, and if he's indeed fasting the entire day, just that he didn't accept it as such, Mispal Tefilas Tainis, he's going to say the prayer of the fast day. Vehilchasa, and another halacha, kankanim shalov de kochavim, the jars of the non-Jews that were used for non-kosher wine, la'achayud beis chodesh mutarim, after 12 months, they're going to be permitted because they dry out to the point, in Shulchan Aruch, the way it's brought is, kolo kol lachluchas yayin shabahem. Any moisture of wine is gone. We have a concept in general that after 12 months, taste has dissipated or disintegrated. It makes things a little bit more lenient in the laws of kashering. And that was the response, that eventually the containers would be considered kosher, even though they were used with non-kosher wine. Let's take a look at Tosfos. It's the second Tosfos on the page, Resh Ayin. this person, Reish Ayin Ikla Leginzik, and we readily assumed that it was Rabbi Akiva. Pirish Rashi Beperekama de Tainis. Rashi in the first chapter of Tainis explains that you should not say Rabbi Akiva. Degores Mar Ukva. He says that this is Rav Ukva. Dechas v'shalom, because God forbid, she Rabbi Akiva lo haya mistapik. Rabbi Akiva would not have had doubt in these questions. So this is an interesting position to take. You have the Reish Ayin, and you look at it, and I guess we know the history or whatever, but at this point, Rabbi Akiva was a sage. For Rabbi Akiva not to know these halachas, lohava bidei, not to know what to do, and to go to the Beis Medrash, is just very odd. Rabbi Akiva was the go-to person for all these halachas. And therefore, we assume that this Reish Ayin is not referring to Rabbi Akiva, and instead the suggestion is that it's referring to Rav Ukva, Mar Ukva. Okay. I'd like to spend a moment on the expression Chas V'Shalom, which is the way it's expressed over here. Chas V'Shalom, that it's Rabbi Akiva. And we typically translate Chas V'Shalom as God forbid. Very heavy. Absolutely not. Now, in the vernacular, we've already started borrowing Chas V'Shalom to the point that it's almost comical. Chas V'Shalom, all kinds of things. Chas V'Shalom that I shouldn't get 100 on my math test. Chas V'Shalom, all kinds of Chas V'Shalom. But at its very essence, we have this understanding from context that it means God forbid. It's a very heavy thing. And what exactly do the words translate as? Chas typically means pity, and shalom means peace. Pity and peace? What's the point? So I believe that if you delve on these words just a little bit, they're very strongly reminiscent of an expression that we have in Talmudic literature where one opinion strongly disagrees with the other opinion to the point that he thinks that what the other person is saying is heresy. It's not Judaism. Now, he still respects the other scholar. He just believes that he's making an awful mistake. And the expression is, Shari Le Mare, that somehow his master should work it out with him. I hope God forgives him. Basically, to say that someone is really way off. We have such expressions. My condolences. Or, I wish you well, but refuah shlema, I hope you feel better, because what you're saying doesn't make any sense. And perhaps that's really what the literal translation of Chas V'Shalom would be. Pity and peace. I'm not going to say anything bad about you, but I pity you. I hope that God works it out for you because you're totally wrong. And I hope we resolve this, that peace be upon you because you're way off. And perhaps that's the expression, Chas V'Shalom. God forbid. No, don't go there because that's not acceptable. Shall Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is the one who's in this Gemara having doubt. It just doesn't make sense. And that's, again, this expression as it comes up in a variety of applications. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.